I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted 2.0. Okay, it's Fit Tip time, and this is a good one. This is a great one. This is one that's been out there forever. And I'm going to give you one study that I think, that I know, hits on all the points that I have given and are found in many of the other studies as well. So, Fit Tip, is eating at night really bad for you? Now, what do we mean by bad for you, right? When someone asks me that question, what are they generally asking? Weight gain and everything else that comes with it. But it's primarily weight gain. If you eat late at night, you're going to gain weight. And we have to say why. Why, right? So what is it about eating late at night that people believe, think erroneously, incorrectly, adds to weight gain? I call it the hibernation mode. People literally believe that our bodies, that we like turn into bears, that you eat all this food and then you go to sleep and your metabolism just slows down and suddenly those calories are not the same 100 calories they would be if you ate them earlier in the day. What does research say about that? Well, let's look at this great study. And by the way, what does nighttime mean, right? Is nighttime 8 p.m., 10 p.m., midnight? Is it 2 a.m.? That makes a difference too. But it doesn't really go against what I'm going to explain to you right now. All right, so here is the study. This was in Nutrients Journal, April of 2015. Perfect one to get this topic started. Won't be the last time I talk about this. The title of the study, The Health Impact of Nighttime Eating, Old and New Perspectives. All right, just going to first read the abstract, and then I pulled out 4 bullet points. This is a Fit Tip, but you don't need much more than that to get the gist of this, all right? So, here's the abstract. Nighttime eating, particularly before bed, has received considerable attention. Limiting and/or avoiding food before nighttime sleep has been proposed as both a weight loss strategy and approach to improve health and body composition. Okay, before I get to the rest of this, just a paragraph, there's going to be a theme that keeps coming up, and I have these sentences underlined because it goes to the overall arching answer, okay? Indeed, negative outcomes have been demonstrated in response to large mixed meals in populations. Here's the first underlined sentence. In populations that consume a majority of their daily food intake during the night. Okay? The vast majority of people who have this issue are eating the vast majority of their calories late at night. So it's not the time that is the problem, it's the amount and the quality. Let me continue. However, data is beginning to mount to suggest that negative outcomes may not be consistent when the food choice is, surprise, surprise, small, nutrient-dense, low-energy foods and/or single macronutrients rather than large mixed meals. Healthy foods, smaller portions. From this perspective, it appears that a bedtime supply of nutrients can promote positive physiological changes in healthy populations. In addition, when nighttime feeding is combined with exercise training, any adverse effects appear to be eliminated in obese populations. Lastly, in type 1 diabetics and those with glycogen storage disease, eating before bed is essential for survival. Nevertheless, nighttime consumption of small, single nutrients or mixed meals does not appear to be harmful and may be beneficial for muscle protein synthesis. People who are trying to build muscle, preserve muscle, sarcopenia, especially later in life, and cardiometabolic health. Further research is warranted to elucidate potential applications of nighttime feeding alone and in combination with exercise in various populations of health and disease. The four bullet points. Number one, studies in free living healthy adults have shown that meal satiety also varies with time of day and that food intake during the night is less satiating and leads to, underlined sentence, here we go, greater daily caloric intake compared to food consumed in the morning hours. Let me repeat that line. Food intake during the night is less satiating. It doesn't satisfy you as much. You eat less healthy foods and you eat more of it. Bullet point number two, nighttime intake when compared to daytime intake may lead to, underlined line number three, overeating and weight gain with potential metabolic consequences. Bullet point number three, consuming large meals or the majority of daily nutrients late in the evening may increase susceptibility to obesity and other cardiometabolic diseases. Why this may hold true when large quantities of food intake occurs at night, data is beginning to mount to suggest that this finding is not consistent if the food choice is altered to favor small, nutrient-dense, low-energy foods and/or single macronutrients. In fact, recent studies have examined the impact of low-energy nutrient intake that occurs in close proximity to sleep and reported positive findings. It appears that a bedtime supply of nutrients can promote positive physiological changes in healthy populations. Okay, I know a lot of you are going, well, what about if I have weight to lose? Here you go. In addition, when nighttime feeding is combined with exercise training, any adverse effects appear to be eliminated in obese populations. It is calories in and calories out. It's not when it comes to the ghrelin and leptin. Let me go back to that bullet point number one. Meal satiety also varies with time of day. Satiety, not the amount of the way your body processes the calories. It's not saying it goes into hibernation mode and suddenly that apple isn't, you know, 60, 80, 100 calories, whatever it might be. No, it's that you're probably not eating an apple. And you're eating more because the food is less satisfying. Leads to greater daily caloric intake. Daily caloric intake, okay? Front load your day. If you're not eating breakfast, eat breakfast. Eat a huge breakfast. If your goal is to get down to your healthiest weight, to fuel your body for the day, to fuel your brain for the day, to get in the nutrients that we need, we don't get super healthy by not eating. We get healthy by the nutrients we take in. Exercise for the benefits of reduced stress so you don't use food as a coping mechanism later in the evening, as so many of us do. Exercise to reduce your appetite. High-intensity interval training has been shown to reduce your appetite. And there you go. That's one study, but it pulls out every point that I truly believe matters and that you will find in other studies, and that's what matters. What was the line? What were the lines that I underlined about eating more, lower satiety? So when that calorie is not a calorie argument comes up, what they're talking about 99% of the time, I would argue, is satiety, is ghrelin and leptin, is hunger. The healthier the foods you are that you eat, the healthier you are, the happier you will be. You just have to find those foods. All right, there you go. Fit tip. If you want to reach out, please do. Tom H. Fit is Instagram as well as Twitter. Love to hear from you. Questions, comments, please. Brand new feed. If you have not taken a couple seconds, rate the show, follow the show, subscribe, leave a comment, whatever you can do. Greatly appreciate it. I'm going to bring you the best information so you can live your best life. Because we all control three things: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our state of mind. And that is awesome. I am Tom Holland, exercise physiologist, certified sports nutritionist. Believe in yourself.